You're listening to Bush Telly. Cameron Wilson with you. Let's go from flightless birds to songbirds. Now, it's been known for quite some time that bird song is generally about declaring an interest in a member of the opposite sex or claiming a patch of land. But it's also been widely assumed that the singer is a male bird. But there's new findings now from researchers, and they're overturning assumptions that have been held for the last 100 years or more. Basically, what this means is the dawn chorus that you woke up to this morning, it might have been sung by a female singer, not strictly a male bird. To learn more about this, I'm joined by Dr. Naomi Longmore, who's from the Australian National University's Research School of Biology. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Cameron.
How widely has it been accepted or viewed that songbirds are generally the males that we hear?
Well, it's a very pervasive view. It's been around ever since Darwin first used bird song as an example of sexual selection and triggered a whole plethora of studies on males singing to attract females. Mm. And it's so widespread that it's actually the textbook definition of bird song is that it's complex vocalizations produced by males during the breeding season. So it's actually defined as a male vocalization.
So where did that view come from? What was it based on?
Well, most bird research in the past has been conducted in Europe and in North America. And in those two regions, the songbirds mainly belong to a very recently evolved group called the Passerida. And the Passerida is a group where female song has generally been lost. So the perception amongst those researchers was that female song was anomalous or an aberration.
So what's different about Australia?
Australia is a fascinating place to study songbirds because it's actually where songbirds evolved. So we've got a whole lot of ancient groups of songbirds here, and we've also got some of this very recent group, the Passerida, as well. But in all of those more ancient groups, bird song is very common.
When you say an ancient songbird, what sort of era are we talking about? How long ago?
Well, the songbirds evolved in Australia or Australasia about 65 million years ago, and they evolved in this region for about 20 million years before they diversified and expanded to the rest of the world.
Okay, so a rich history there.
That's right.
So tell me how you've come to the finding that it's not necessarily then just the male that we hear in Australia. How did you reach this conclusion?
Well, working on birdsong as an Australian, you're very aware of this misconception in the literature because I would read papers about birdsong being produced by males and then I'd go out to do fieldwork and be surrounded by female birds singing everywhere I looked. So I could hardly miss that anomaly.
Yeah, yes, you realised there was a mistake in the literature somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, do you have a particular favourite?
Well, my favourite's the superb fairy wren because that's my study species. Mm-hmm. And in that species, both the males and the females sing prolifically. And because the males are blue and the females are brown, you can easily see which sex is singing. In a lot of other birds where the sexes look similar, people have missed the fact that females are singing. If they see a bird singing, they think it's a male. And in many species, we still don't actually know whether the females sing because nobody's really looked at it before.
So here's a fairy wren here. Any way of knowing if that's a male or a female?
Well, actually, there is. The first that you played two songs there. The first one started with a series of trills, and that's a male-specific signature. So I know that at least that first song was sung by a male. If that signature's not there, you can't actually tell whether it's a male or a female. The males and females produce very similar songs otherwise.
Okay. Does this discovery, or that female bird songs sing as well, does it challenge what people think the role of the song actually is?
Well, it does, because the idea ever since Darwin first used birdsong as a beautiful example of sexual selection is that males sing to attract females and to defend a territory. Mm. So quite a male-focused view.
It's all about conquest, and really, isn't it?
It was exactly. It was all about competing with other males to attract females and being attractive to females. So that's what it was all about. But this discovery that female song is actually extremely common as well suggests that perhaps song has a broader use in terms of defence of nest sites, defence of food resources, competition between females as well as competition between males. So this all fits under a broad umbrella of social selection rather than sexual selection.
So it sounds like you've got a bit more work ahead of you now.
Absolutely. We've got to work out now why some females are singing and why others aren't.
And yeah. That sort of thing. And will that just be in Australia, or does this actually pose questions for the Northern Hemisphere as well?
Oh, definitely for both. And my collaborators in this research are based in North America and Europe, as well as in Australia. So we're all collaborating and we'll probably next do a very broad scale analysis of what are the ecological variables that are related to female song. So we already know that non-migratory behaviour seems to be related to female song and that it's more common in tropical regions. So we'll try and work out what factors select for maintenance of female song versus loss of female song.
We've been promoting a 360 documentary on Radio National, RN, at the moment, all about the butcher bird. This is the butcher bird. That's one of the great songs, isn't it, Naomi?
Beautiful, absolutely Beautiful.
Do you know much about the butcher bird yet?
Well, it's another species where males and females both sing. Mm. Most of the birds that you encounter in most of the bush birds or the backyard birds in Australia, you'll find song in both sexes. Butcher birds are no exception.
Yeah, okay. It is a magnificent call, isn't it? I'd say it's one of my favourite. We were discussing them the other day, and we got a tweet at RN Bush Telly from Sandra, who was listening to the butcher birds at her place just as we were discussing them. So it was good to hear from Sandra. All right, well, look, good luck with the rest of your research, and we'll have to talk again when we know more about female songbirds. Thanks a lot, Naomi.
Many thanks.
Dr. Naomi Longmore from the Australian National University's Research School of Biology. Just while we're talking about some of your comments on our Facebook and our Twitter feed, Emma has just put a picture up, a painting she's done of a cassowary that's it's got a red helmet on, so it's some artistic license there. It's a stunning picture. If you go to the facebook.com/bushtelegraph Facebook page, you will see it for yourself just there. Cameron Wilson with you, Bush Telly on RN and Radio Australia. Coming up next, we'll get the latest in rural news.